Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Fog. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Fog. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Fog. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Fog.
68 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
74 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Cloudy.
78 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Partly sunny.
80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Partly sunny.
84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Mostly sunny.
88 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Mostly sunny.
90 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Sunny.
91 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Sunny.
89 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Sunny.
87 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
Timer X.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening. 2000 hours.
Well, it's the top of the hour. Good evening, everyone.
85.
This is Dick WB2JP Kill. And this is the East Coast Reflector YouthNet, number 122. We changed our format a little bit. We listened to the youth, and we've listened to the parents, and we've listened to our users. We decided to change our format, like I said. I'm going to be your moderator tonight. I'm going to introduce our youth, and then I'm going to take check-ins. Once we get a list started, I'll start and I'll turn it over to the first youth, which will be Grayson tonight. That will basically be the only big change. They won't have to worry about acknowledging stations. They'll just work from the list. We think that might make it a little bit easier. We have something special here tonight, and we encourage all youths to participate. We decided to try third-party youths. We have a young lady that just turned 12 years old today by the name of River from North Carolina, and she's going to take the second portion of the net as third-party, as her father, KQ4GKO, is sitting right alongside her, so it's perfectly legit for her to be a third-party net controller. But at this time, I'd like to introduce our net controllers. I'd like to ask Grayson, who everybody must know by now. Grayson's been doing pretty much the entire hour of the youth net for the last almost a year, and he needs a little bit of a break, so we're going to spell him off a little bit. But Grayson, why don't you come in and say hello and tell everyone where you're located real quick. Good evening, Grayson.
Good evening, everyone. This is Grayson, KG4BT, and I will be your fourth net control operator of the night. I am located here in Orlando, Florida, and I will be covering 8 o'clock to 8:15. So with that said, I will head back over to Dick so that he can get over with the other kids.
Well, thank you, Grayson. Then second up tonight is our third-party youth, Miss River from North Carolina. River, why don't you come in and introduce yourself and say hello, birthday girl, on your 12th birthday.
This is KQ4GKO. This is John. I'm Dad, and I will be station control while River does net control. And I'm going to hand it over to River right now.
Hello, everybody. This is River, KQ4GKO in New Bern, North Carolina. And I will be your second net control and third party. I am the birthday girl you have heard all about and everything. So that's me.
Well, thank you, River. And Tooth Fairy told me the other day that I think by the first of the month, River might have her own call sign. Let's hope so. And the last on the lineup here tonight is Ivan from Gasport, New York. Ivan's been gone for a few weeks, but he's back tonight, KE2 ETF. Good evening, Ivan.
Yeah, good evening, Dick, and everyone else on the net. My name is Ivan, KE2, EGF. My name is Ivan. I live in Gasport, New York. It's about 20 miles east of the famous Niagara Falls. I am 11 years old. I got licensed about a year ago when I was 10. But other than that, that's a bit about me. This is KE2, EGF. Back to you, Dick.
Well, thank you, Ivan. Before we begin, one of the other things that we have talked about, so many radio clubs and other all-star and IRLP groups have youth nets, and they're all struggling the same as we are for youth. So if you have a youth net in your area, we'd really like you to join up and connect up to us. We'll provide the platform for you. We have the real estate with and so forth to accommodate you. So if you've got a club and you got a way to connect, let us know, and we'll get your youth in from your local area. I know we had a group in Virginia back a few months that were very interested, so would be a good thing. So just let us know. You don't even need to let us know. Just come in next. Next week. What else was I going to tell you about? I guess nothing. We can get started here. I guess tonight once again. Our text line is always open, 716 310-9050 for the text line. And a couple of weeks ago, we started a email check-in. Just put text@ecr.radio. text@ecr.radio in the body of your email and text it in, and it also goes right in to master control here, and you will be put on the log. Let me see if I have any use tonight. Are there any use with us, third party or licensed use? We'd like to get you up at the top of the list. So third party use or licensed use, if you will. Call signs twice. Once again, this is Dick. I'm the moderator here tonight, WB2JPQ.
KL6FJ, KL6FJ.
And what?
One more time, please, from N1NBN node. It was KO6 something, I believe. If you could give it to us twice and slowly, please.
Say it real slow.
KO6FJ, KO6FJ.
We did have it right. Is it KO6FJ?
Yes, that's Max. He's third party for Doug, Grandpa KO6FJ, Kilo Oscar 6, Foxtrot Juliet, in near San Francisco, California.
We did have it, Vicky did have it right. Well, let me go right to you. You are first youth up tonight, all the way on the West Coast. Our question tonight, and I forgot to tell everybody what the question is. Nice and simple. Do you collect anything? You know, back in my day, we had stamp collectors, we had coin collectors, people collected everything, but you don't hear of that too much anymore. So the question is, do you collect anything other than radio equipment? Some collect cars, but so that's the question side. Do you collect anything? Good evening, KO6FJ.
KL6FJ, KL6FJ, this is Max.
I collect coins.
I collect coins.
I collect coins. Say it again.
I collect coins.
Well, you collect coins. That's great. I want to invite you to come into the East Coast Reflector Zoom Room. We're, there's a whole bunch of us in here. The screen is quite full. All of our net controllers and whatever are so... If you are comfortable, you and your dad come in, Max. We'd love to have you. We're going to try to start that and try to get the youth involved a little bit more and have them come in an hour before or half an hour before the net and come see us in the Zoom room. That goes for anybody. Just stop in and say hello. Do I have any other youth, any other third party or youth with us tonight?
KE9DPS, KE9DPS.
KE9DBF, looks like Fred from Indianapolis, Indiana. Do you have a third party or a youth with you tonight?
Kilo Echo 9 Delta Papa Foxtrot. I'm a youth.
Oh, okay. Great. You could have fooled me. KE9DPF. Rochester, Indiana. Well, welcome. Welcome to the UseNet. Same for you. Come on in. Our Zoom room, EastCoastReflector.com. There's a little button there to click to bring you right into the Zoom room if you wish. Come in with, and say hello to everybody and ride along with us for the next hour. Our question tonight, what do you collect? Do you collect anything?
Well, first I gotta start it off and say good evening to everybody here in the net, and thankful for everybody being able to keep it going. But I collect, I got about 22 of them, but K9 DPS back in that.
I'm sorry, you glitched out just when you said I collect, and you glitched out and you came right back. So what was it that you collect?
My bad, I'm running off of an old Kenwood from the 90s. I collect hats, and I got about 22 to 25 of them.
Oh, my apologies to everybody. I was supposed to turn this over to Grayson. I'm so used to doing that. I'm a moderator tonight. My apologies to Grayson for cutting into his territory. But come into our Zoom room if you can. Say hello, Max. Come in and say hello. So let's get a list started here. My apologies. Dry run here we needed tonight. I'm just so used to running a net and taking off with it. So let's get a, see if we have any mobiles, any mobile stations tonight.
KE2EDS mobile, KE2EDS mobile.
Charlie 1, Juliet, Papa Delta. Kilo, Charlie 1, Juliet, Papa Delta, mobile in and out. Have a good night, everyone.
KD2VNU, KD2VNU.
From the bottom up, I recognize KD2VNU. Jeffrey from Milton, Vermont, in and out, KC1JPD. Got Mark from Elma, KD2EDS. Randy from West Seneca via the text line, W2RBC. Nick from Toledo, W8NJT. And James from Jacksonville Beach, Florida, AK4AG. Anyone else? Oh, I got Alex, W7FTM, via the text line. Anyone else like to get on the list before I turn to Grayson to run this list?
Mike, W2EM.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot Hotel Echo. Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot Hotel Echo.
Kilo 7, Whiskey, Quebec Alpha. Kilo 7, Whiskey, Quebec Alpha, Kevin in Vancouver. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, X-ray, Victor, John in Florida. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, X-ray, Victor.
Grab the net. That's a good list. Good evening to John, High Springs, Florida, KR4EXV. Just before you, John, it was a KK7. Is it WQA? KK7WQA?
That's affirmative. KK7WQA is the number one.
We got you, KK7WQA. It didn't come up the first time. We got Pat from Harvest, Alabama, KQ4FHE. Chuck from Lancaster, New York, W2EM. Anna, nice to see you from Beaver, Pennsylvania tonight, KD3AJN. Alex, W7FTM, our net controller from the Trivia Net on Saturday nights at 11. And I think I acknowledged everybody else. I'm going to turn it over to Grayson, KG4BUT, and let him work this list of stations. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Thank you, Dick. I'm Jason, KG4BUT. I am going to be your net control operator, so 8 to 8:15 till Rizzle takes over. I am doing a point system today, so I'm doing it from highest seconds to lowest number of seconds. KD2, VNU, WDA from W New York. W2, RBC, Randy from Winchester, New York. I have KQ4HE, Pat from Harvest, Alabama. And I have, yeah, 14 seconds, AK4G, Jacksonville, Ohio. And I have 37STM out from Scottsdale, Arizona. And I have, W2EM, Chuck from Lancaster, New York. And I have KD3, Adriana, and Anna from Devil. And I have, KC1, JPD, Jesse from Milton, Vermont. And I have KL4EFV, John from High Springfield. Those are the highest number of seconds, KD2, VMU, WDM from Dover, New York. Okay, never mind. Going to KK4SHE, Pat from Harvest, Alabama.
Good evening, Grayson, and everybody else on the net. The answer to the question is no, I've never collected anything. Back to you, Grayson, KQ4FHE.
Oh, yeah, some tweets to you, Pat. Oh, yeah, sorry, Randy. Yeah, 25. Pat only had 25, so let's go to W2REC, Randy from Winchester, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Dick, Vicky, and everyone on the UNET. I'm not really an avid connector, but I do like to connect collect meteorites and stones that glow under UV light. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Like uranium? So freaky, Randy. Next up, I have K2EDS, Smog from Edinburgh, New York.
Good evening, Grace, and this is Mark, KE2EDS Mobile via the repeater phone. I used to collect coins as a young man. Now I've saved the collection to give to my grandson someday. Grace, and great job. Have a great evening. KE2EDS Mobile, clear.
Okay, some tweets to you. Next up, let's go to, AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the Usenet. Special shout-out to River. Happy birthday, River. Happy 12th birthday, and good luck with your upcoming first license exam. And I know you'll pass it. I'm sure you've got a great Elmer there next to you. Special hello to Ivan, and good to hear again. You, Grayson, you always do a great job. Getting to the question, do I collect anything? Yeah, a few things. Collector of baseball caps, also some coins, and I have a few radios in my collection. And one of these days I'm going to get the T-shirt that says, "Honey, I promise, just one more radio." 7-3, guys. Have a great weekend. AK4G.
And then one radio turns into 20. Simply to Jim. Next up, W7FTM, Alex from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Thank you, Grayson. Well, I've been a coin collector since I was your age. Not really enjoyed it a lot. I think I bought a silver dollar. The first thing I bought was a Morgan silver dollar for $3. Because coins didn't cost as much back then, and a dollar was worth more, but you know how that works. Anyway, I've recently taken up collecting the flags from other countries, and I got most of them now, and last week, I got a Swiss flag for my collection, so that was a big plus. Thank you, Grayson. W7FTM, back to you, buddy.
Something to you, Alex. Give me a second here. I see D2D away from people.
Good evening, Grayson, and to the rest of the net. Actually, I do not collect anything. I think if I had the coins, I would collect a lot more radios. Back to you. This is N3DQD.
Let's go ahead and become... Wait, hold up. Let me do this. Okay. Alright. Next up, I need to EM. Wait, hold up. Yeah.
Good evening, Grayson, and the rest of the group here tonight. And happy birthday to River there. When I was a young man, I used to collect baseball cards. I wish I still had them. They probably would have been worth something, but I don't know where they went. My mother probably threw them out when I went off to school. So you have a great evening there, and hope to see you. Hope to see you again next Hamfest at the Orlando Hamcation. Maybe we go out to dinner again this time with the group there. You have a good night. W2EM.
This one is in February of 2026, so, yeah, I have a bunch to get through. Super to you, Chuck. Next up, let's go ahead, I have CD3 Adrian and Anna from Evil. Yeah, CD3 Adrian, no, okay, no, I came in with in and out, okay. BNJT, no.
Let's do W8NJ and Nick from Toledo, Ohio. This is W8NJT with third party traffic from a...
So I collect Stitch plushies.
All right, and a third-party traffic, and happy birthday, River, and have a good net. W8NJT, back to net control.
Simply Phoenix and Seattle. Next up, TC3JPE, Jeffrey from Milton, Vermont. Okay, Jeffrey, you in and out. Simply Phoenix, you will say. KK7, WQA, Norman, Vancouver, Washington. Norman, I don't know if that was you, but you were scratchy. KK7, WQA, Norman, from Vancouver, Washington, you can come in. Okay, I guess no one is in and out. So let's do KF4EXV, John from High Springs, Florida. Okay, KB2VU, WDS, and WDO, can you come in?
Good evening, Grayson. Good evening, and welcome to River, and happy birthday, and welcome back, Ivan. I used to collect model cars, but now I collect radios. You guys are doing good. KD2VU, return back to the net.
Okay, so I'm trying to do Dan. Next up, I'll hand it over to Dick to get more action steps.
Yep, thank you, Grayson. I'll get another list started here. What Grayson was doing, for those of you that are following along on the blog, Grayson wanted to have a points program, if you will. So we created the amount of check, the number of check-ins. So he went to whoever had checked into the Usenet the most first and worked his way down. But I think that's going to be a little bit too confusing maybe for River. So River, you just take them as they come, go down the list. I already got a text message that said Grayson skipped me, not knowing what's going on. So we'll rip the bugs out of that. Already got Jason, K4KU, on the log via the text line, and KABYU. Who else do we have tonight that would like to get in on the Usenet and talk with River here in just a couple of minutes? We got N1CBM. Anybody anywhere, call signs twice, this is Dick, WDBTJPQ.
KL4FRR, KL4FRR.
M2BH, M2BH.
K4MMX, K4MMX.
November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo. November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo.
K2 CMT.
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
N6QDY.
KR4FLZ. KR4FLZ.
Whiskey X-Ray 2, Charlie India Bravo. Whiskey X-Ray 2, Charlie India Bravo.
PY2BIL, Papa Yankee 2, Bravo, India, Lima, in and out.
Looks like a good place to stop. We got PY2BIL from Brazil. Was in and out. Thank you for stopping by. Just before that, there was a 2CIB. The 2CIB, please.
Whiskey X-Ray 2, Charlie India Bravo. That is Whiskey X-Ray 2, Charlie India Bravo, mobile. This is a net out, say in and out.
Well, David, we got you. Ogdensburg, New York. I haven't been up there in a long time. WX2CIB. We missed the prefix there. We got the KR4FLZ. We got David from Sacramento, N6QDY, Roger, K4RHE, Mike, K2CMT, W1WEB, K4MMX, K2BH, Bill. We got Roland from Troy, Michigan, KD8BFY, KO4FRR, N1CBM, and I guess I acknowledge Roy and Kevin. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to River, and let her work as many as she wants here tonight. We'll go as long as we got check-ins. We have no time restraint. Nothing comes up at the top of the hour that we have to get off of here for. So over to you, River. This is Dick, WB2JPQ. And once again, our question tonight, do you collect anything?
This is River, 64GKL. I do not collect, well, I do collect bird feathers and bird eggs, and Pokemon cards, but that's it. And so, I'm new to this, so I'll do my best, but correct me if I do anything wrong. So I guess I'll call on K4KU Jason in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, River, welcome to the YouthNet, and we're so happy to have you, and happy birthday, by the way. And also to Grayson, you did a great job with the first part. And I want to tell Grayson his idea for the points. I kind of like it because I only have 12 check-ins. I feel like I need to get one every week. And I collect technical gadgets, so I'm currently talking on the M1KE. And with that, I'll send it back to Net Control. Have a good night, River 73.
Thank you for coming. Next up is KA8BYU, Roy in Boston, New York.
Good evening, River, everybody on the YouthNet. KA8BYU, happy birthday, young lady. And I have a lot of different things. When I was younger, I had a plethora of comic books. I had almost every one of the Marvel series, including Fantastic Four number one and Spider-Man number one and quite a few others. My mother made me get rid of those at one point, and now I can kick myself when I see what they're worth. I also collect books. I've got two bookshelves full of books and another whole tote that's not unpacked until I get another bookshelf. And I collect radios as well. Like I think every ham operator. I've got radios dating all the way back to the 70s when I got licensed. Back to you.
Thank you for coming. That is a very impressive collection. So next up is N1CBM Carlos in Hollywood, Florida.
Good evening, River. Welcome to the ECR YouthNet, and happy birthday. We're glad to have you here. I have a third-party check-in right now after my answer to the question, which is, I've been flying RC airplanes since I was 10. That's 43 years ago, and I like to collect them. When I can keep them, I just stash them away, hang them on the garage ceiling, and keep them there, flying every now and then. That's it for me, model airplanes, and I have a third-party traffic. This is N1CBN with third-party traffic.
Hi, my name is Alex, and I collect Legos and vinyl.
That's the end of the third-party traffic for N1CBN. Back to you, River.
Thank you for coming. It's a full collection. And on to K-O-4-F-R-R, Joe in Sorrento, Florida.
Good evening. This is Joe, KF4FR. Good job on the net this evening. River and Grayson and Ivan and Dick and Vicky. To answer to my question, and happy birthday, by the way. To answer the question, probably various electronic gadgets. Probably same with Jason. And I need to keep up with Jason because I'm a little above him, so I need to keep it up. Have a good one.
That's a cool collection. Thank you for coming. And on to KD8BFY, Roland in Troy, Michigan. KD8BFY, Roland in Troy, Michigan. Okay, on to N. Palmyra, New York.
I believe that's on 2BH. Good evening, River. Happy birthday. Starting out pretty good. Other than collecting HTs, man, it seems like they just come out of nowhere. I collect Harley-Davidson poker chips from different dealers. I try to get one from every state I go through, and I got a few states left, so I got to do a couple more motorcycle trips. And 2BH.
Wow, that's a very specific thing. Thank you for coming. Now on to K4MMX, Craig in Oakland Park, Florida.
Good evening, everyone. Good job, Grayson. Happy birthday to River. I collect old tube radios. K4MMX, back to Nick.
All right, thanks for coming. And now to N1WEB in Collierville, Tennessee.
Thank you, River. This is Webb in Collierville, Tennessee. You said that pretty good. A lot of people have a hard time saying that word. I collect spoons, and I also have a stamp collection. Happy birthday, and one WEB, back to the net.
Collecting spoons, wow, I've never heard of that one, but cool. Thanks for coming, and on to K2CMT, Mike in Debari, Florida.
Good evening, River, and happy birthday. 12 long years. And I collect hats, ball caps primarily, but most of them are golfing hats from any golf course I have the privilege of playing. And I've got a few here from Stonehenge and Royal Caribbean Pickleball Club, and you just never know what kind of hat that I see out there, but I added them up here a short time ago, and I think I have over 75. So I've got a hat for every season. Everyone have a good evening here tonight, and thank you for supporting the Youth Net.
Nice. On to N4RHE, Roger in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Good evening and happy birthday, River. Thank you for conducting the net. November 4, Romeo Teleco. I collect beautiful guitars. November 4, Roger Ham Enthusiast. Return to the net.
Nice, a guitar collection. Thanks for coming. And now on to N6QDY, David in Sacramento, I don't know that, California.
Hello, River in the net. Wow, you're doing a great job. Happy birthday to you. And also thanks to Grayson. You're doing a great job as well. And I know Ivan will do the same. Let's see, to answer your question, I collect challenge coins, public safety challenge coins, and military challenge coins. And like everybody else that's a ham, seems like I'm collecting handhelds. I've got them all over the place. Anyways, you're doing a great job. Again, happy birthday. Keep the good work, and seeing your new call sign. Back to net control, N6QDY.
All right, thanks for coming. Now on to KR4FL.
London and Winter Springs, Florida.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy birthday to you, River. I'm trying to think, I used to collect Pokemon cards. I'm a 90s kid. I grew up in the 90s, and that was one of the things I used to collect. I wish I still had those. I'm sure they're worth some money now, maybe, possibly. But recently, old video games, I have a game room, and I've been collecting, like, PlayStation 1 and Nintendo 64. Some of the old Nintendo games and stuff like that. So I'd say like video games. Back in that control, KR4 SLZ.
Alright, thanks for coming. I'm gonna turn it over to WB2JPQ good night, everybody.
River. Wasn't that great, everybody? Wow. Third party. Wow. That's phenomenal. That just shows we can do it, guys and gals. So get your kids. We'll work this out. We'll do this together. I'm going to turn it over to Ivan. He's been around here for a while, KE2ETF, and I think Vicky's already added a bunch of text check-ins. I'm not going to acknowledge them all. I don't want to take the time to do that. We'll turn it over to Ivan. Good evening to you, young man. KE2EGF. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Good evening, Dick River Nation. This is Ivan, KE2EGF. Firstly, River, I just want to say I think your radio voice is fantastic. Hopefully you're having a nice birthday. Honestly, you probably have the best radio voice I've heard for someone that's not a ham, and also he's a journalist for a news company. So, other than that, let's start this off here. We have Whiskey, X-Ray 2, Charlie, India Bravo, David, in Ogdensburg, New York. I think I pronounced that right for your town there. You're in and out. Sorry about that. Let's go down to N2, VMM, David, in Peru, New York. The question of the night is, do you collect anything?
Good evening, Ivan. Sounds good. I collect a lot of things. My wife says I'm a hoarder, collecting everything. So I've got a lot of different things. So, but as long as it's with electronics, I kind of like it. You are doing a very good job. I know you just started, but I know you're going to do a good job. So this is N2VNM, back to net control, and River, happy birthday.
All right, well, starting to see you, David. I have to agree with you on the electronic gadgets thing. I've been collecting some stuff recently. Got some kind of drive show for, I think, $5. Got a nice signal detector that can track down phone signals and GPS signals for tracking like air tags. I also can detect hidden cameras. It's a pretty cool gadget, and I also got an old CD here I got from a estate sale place, and I got for $5. It's from 1978. It's from a GE. Even got the guy's call sign still on it, KBVR 7478. But other than that, you can definitely tell that I do like collecting electronic gadgets too from all that. But other than that, let's pass this on to Anna, KD3AJN in Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Ivan, Grayson, and River, and happy birthday, River. I used to collect Tweety Birds, but I don't do that anymore. Everybody have a good day, and you all are doing a fantastic job. KD3AJN.
Well, thank you for the compliments there, Anna. I think we Grayson and River before me definitely did a fantastic job. We'll see how I do here. All right, let's pass this down to KE2, ENR, via the text line, Joseph in Middle Islands, New York.
Good evening, Ivan. Thank you for running the net. River, happy birthday. You're still on.
Thank you. You did a fantastic job as well. As I was thinking about the question, I realized there's a fine line between collecting and hoarding, and I don't, like, officially collect anything like everyone else. I just have, like, four massive boxes and filing cabinets full of cables I need to go through, and then get rid of a bunch of them, and I just haven't done that yet. So by attrition, I guess I collect cables, wires, connectors, and things of that nature just because I haven't thrown them away yet. So looking forward to decluttering at some point. Until then, I will say 7-3 to everyone on the net. And again, fantastic job, Ivan. 7-3.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Joseph. I got two bins actually right next to my desk filled with stuff that I don't even use. And I use them like once every 3 months. So most hams are hoarders. Yeah, honestly, my whole electronic gadget collecting thing is probably more of a hoarding business. But yeah. All right, well, we're going to pass on down to KK4JJK, John, via text line in Buffalo, New York.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm Annette. Great to hear the kids tonight. Great job by all three of you so far. I used to collect, they're harder to find now, but I used to collect wheat pennies. You know, since your parents know what wheat pennies are, I have a whole jar of them. I'm over 100 years old. And I also collect coffee mugs for my wife for each country I've been to. And I think my count now is 43. So that's it, 73. This is KK4, JJK, back to net control.
All right, 73, Steve John. Yeah, my mom definitely collects a lot of coffee mugs. It's probably more of a hoarding business, too. She's an avid coffee drinker. But yeah, I'll pass it on down to KF0CSI, Andy in Norfolk, Maryland, and via the text line. Question of the night is, do you collect anything?
Well, good evening, Ivan and everybody else. Happy birthday, River, and Grayson and all that stuff there. You were on here, too, so everybody's doing a fine job. Yeah, I had to think about this one. I don't actually go out of my way to... Yeah, I'm thinking I'm falling more into the hoarding category or refusing to throw stuff away category than actually going out of my way to physically look and search and collect stuff. So handhelds and, I do have a bunch of Rubik's Cubes that look around that the granddaughters and soon to be grandson, when he gets big enough to know what he's doing, their job is to mess them up so Papa can solve them so later they can mess them back up again. So don't really have a big collection, but boy, hoarding. If you were here, Ivan, I have a fun time collecting things that don't sell at Hamfest. You know, at the silent auctions, they sell them afterwards for like a buck. And then I give them to one of our club members' kids, and he just rolls his eyes going, the club member, not the kid, the club member rolls his eyes going, you're sending more junk home for my kid. Thanks a lot. All right, buddy. Doing a great job, everybody. KF0CSI.
All right, well, 73 is due, Andy. Yeah, I actually collect Rubik's Cubes, too. I solve them. I think the fastest time I've ever solved one, 3x3, which is the one that's got the 9 blocks in each face, or 9 colors on each face, I should say. Not 9 colors, 9 figures on each face. Yeah, so that's the 3x3. I can solve that about 34 seconds. I think that's my fastest. And then the 2x2, which is instead 4 colors on each face. I've solved those in about 8 seconds. So, other than that, we're going to pass on down to KE8SMN, Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan, via the text line. Question of the night is, do you collect anything?
Good evening to the Ufnet. This is KE8SMN. Yes, I collect, but I have third-party traffic here tonight for you, Ivan, so... Here you go.
Hi, Ivan.
I am Jeff's wife, Cindy, and I collect sewing machines. I have a 1919 Treadle Red Eye, and I have two antique featherweights, 1932 and a 1952, and I have five current, brand new, like current era Berninas.
This is KE8SMN, the guy that pays for all that stuff. Back to you, Net Control.
Well, 73 to you, Jeff, and your wife, too. I think her name was Cindy there. Sewing machines, I should say. That's definitely the one someone I've wanted to learn to do for a while here. Haven't learned yet, but my mom is pretty good at it. Same thing with my dad. Now we're going to pass it on down to KQ4GOI, Kristen, Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, Ivan and Grayson and River. Happy birthday. When I was your age, I collected stamps, and now I have a collection of military pieces when I was in the service. Back to you, KQ4GLY.
All right, this is K3GF. We're at the bottom of our list here. We have 4 minutes until the net ends, but like we said, we can go about 15, well, we can go however long we need to go past that. But once the last batch of check-ins is done after 9 o'clock, then that's where we'll end the net. The question tonight is, do you collect anything? We've had some great answers tonight. Let me see here. I think that the most popular answer is going to be radios. I should say coins. Yes, coins is a very collectible thing. I know some people that do some good stuff with that, but other than that, time to take some more check-ins. Now we have 3 minutes left on that end, so this is K3GF, your net controller, and we're going to take more check-ins now.
November 6th, Juliet, India, N6JI.
Hello, Uniform Tango with not just one, but two third party check-ins.
W2KJV.
Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta. Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta. N6JI.
K6GBZ, in and out.
Kilo Charlie 1, Queen Papa London. KC1QPL, in and out.
All right, this is K2EGF. I'm going to stop here. I will take some more check-ins in a minute here as I acknowledge all these people. I'm going to start off from the bottom of the list. First, we had K2LEF, Ray in Gatsville, New York. He is in and out, but nice to see on the net, Ray. I think this is the first time I've seen you on the Usenet, right? So, yeah, like I said, it's nice seeing you. Now we have KC1QPL, John, in South St. Paul, Minnesota. He is in and out. Then we have K6GVZ, also in and out, Thomas, in Cameron Park, California. Then for our non-in and outs, we have KC3. FGD, Ray in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, W2KJV, Tony in Homestead, Florida. Then we have KG4BUT, third-party traffic. That's Grayson in Orlando, Florida, with two third-party traffic. That's actually the most, there's the next most third-party that I've actually ever seen in one of these nets. So, and then we have N6JI.
Jeffrey, he's new to the system in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then we have a 4 India Delta Whiskey Station, 4IDW. Can you please come back if you have those letters in your call sign or match, your call sign matches those?
Good evening, with Kilo Echo 4, India Delta Whiskey. Copy.
After that, John, I got Kilo Echo 4, India Delta Whiskey. Seems like you're new to the system in Delray Beach, Florida. Nice to see you on the net here. We have a lot of new people tonight, and that is very great to see. So the question tonight is, do you collect anything? All right. Yeah, so like I said, the question tonight is, do you collect anything? Down to you.
QSL, thank you, welcome aboard. I do hear that there's some birthday greetings to go out to, so happy birthday to whomever. Apologies, I did not catch your name. Yes, I collect telegraph keys and microphones. I have telegraph keys from the Civil War all the way up to modern day, probably 1980s and 90s, and I also have antique microphones from 1909 all the way up to Ohio PR40, which I use on a daily basis. And I even have a microphone that was used in the White House. It was gifted to me. Back to net control.
The system for the first time. If you want to join our morning brew, that is every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. I should say. Definitely not 7 p.m. or else it would not be the morning brew, it would be the evening brew. It is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Yeah, and that's our morning brew. If you want to check into that, you will be sent a welcome email. I think telegraph keys are a very great collector's item. I do it. I try to collect some of those. Don't have any yet. I just got one, but it's something I would very much like to collect since I'm wearing CW here. Then we have N6JI, Jeffrey. You're also into the system in St. Petersburg, Florida. Like I said, the question is, do you collect anything? I'm going to pass it down to you. N6, Julia, India, Jeffrey in New St. Petersburg, Florida, or a call sign similar to that. Can you please come down?
Okay, I had a something in my throat here, and it was difficult to transmit, but I'm here now. It's November 6th, Gilead, India, and you have the location correct. It is St. Petersburg. I've lived in several different states. Let's see. I collect coins, and I used to collect stamps, and also not a lot, but some paper money, like $1, $5, $2 bills. So that's my extent of collecting things. So with that, good to be here, and back to net control.
All right, time to turn to you, Jeffrey. Glad to see you on for the first time. Now we're going to back down to KJ4, BUT, Grayson, Orlando, Florida, with third-party check-ins.
Hello, Ivan and everybody else. I do have two free card check-ins you would like to come in. My brother Alex and Ashley, so let's go with Alex first. What do you like to collect, Alex? Legos. Alright, and to ask one?
All Govee devices and items.
Govee is an electronics brand that they basically make like LED light switches. That type of nature. Simply do it in KG4VT coil. That's the next control.
All right, 7-3 to you there, Grayson, and the third-party traffic that joined. Yeah, your younger brother there, I don't think that guy's name, but
Yeah, I think you're talking about Govee lights there, G-O-V-E-E. I'm not sure, but, yeah, if he does like to collect Govee lights, I like to collect those lights, too. I'm trying to get some up in the handshake and rolling, but they're a little expensive. So other than that, yeah, we're going to pass that down to W2KJV, Tony in Homestead, Florida.
Good evening, Ivan. Good evening, everyone on the net tonight, the USENET. Congratulations, River. You did a great job. And Grayson, you're doing great as always. I guess you could put me down for that I collect guitars and radios. Hope everyone has a great night. Back to you, Ivan. W2KJV73.
All right, 73 is to you, Tony. Guitars is definitely a great one. All right, now I'm going to pass on down to KC3, FGDU, right in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Hey, good evening, Ivan, and everyone on the net. You guys are doing a wonderful job. My ex-wife, Al, and I have been collecting antiques and vintage stuff since way back in the early 60s, and just to name a few that we currently have, we're big into vintage apothecary jars, got quite a collection of those. Also into vintage sports cars, so I have a couple of those. BMW Z3X. And some of the current things we have, still looking around. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Back to Net Control.
Right, 73 is D Ray, and that will be the end of our net for tonight. This is K3GF. Hope everyone had a good time at our net tonight. Let me see what the most popular answer was. I have a feeling it was coins, but let's check here. It's either coins or radios. Yep, it's coins. So the number one most collected is going to be coins. The number two most collected is going to be electronic gadgets. And then tied for third place is radios, Legos, and guitars. And then for fourth place, we have wires and antiques tied. So coins are in 14.3%. Electronic guitars are at 8.6% of our check-in. And then guitars, Legos, no, you don't collect anything. And, yeah, I think I said Legos. Those are all at 5.7%. And then wires and antiques are at 2.9%. I think we have a very good turnout in the net tonight. We have about 52 check-ins. That is, I think, a great number. But other than that, this is K2EGF. I'm going to be ending the net tonight and returning the East Coast Reflector back to normal use. This is KE2EGF.
Good evening, everybody, from K4KWQ.
Getting back to you, KFACOU.
Well, hello there, KFAPOU. K4KWQ in Michigan.
So what's the distance? I'm in Michigan, too. Where about are you at?
I'm over in Jackson. Where are you?
Down Wayland, right between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo.
Oh, okay. I've been over there a few times. Got friends over there in Wayland. It's been a while since I've been over that way.
Yeah, it's a small world, I'll say that, but I get a feeling it ain't changed much, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yep, there you go. What are you coming in on? You got a node, or you got a repeater, or what are you coming in on?
Yeah, I'm just talking my little handheld with antenna, but this is tower. Shoot, I think about 20 miles from here. I'm not exactly sure. And that's what hooks up to the East Coast reflector.
Okay, yeah, good deal. Oh, you're sounding pretty good. You got a little bit of noise on you, but not too bad.
That is a little over a year now, and first time I ever used it, you know, I used the Oddmaster. Download a bunch of stuff on here, not know what I'm doing. I'm sitting out in my backyard with my dog and talking to somebody. He just got his ticket, and he's sitting in his backyard with his dog, and yeah, he asked where I was at, and I told him. He said he's outside of Dublin. Couldn't believe it. I was talking to Ireland on this thing. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. This is a worldwide thing. Yeah, these nodes, they go all over the world. I talk to Australia here. I got friends in Australia that I talk to, and they go down there and talk. And they call me my American, they call me their American friend.
Yeah, that's pretty special there. Yeah, I've done, like I say, I don't get, I'm not as advanced as I like to be at this point, but, you know, it's getting by me. I can do this and use a repeater, so it's pretty good.
Well, when you want to advance and you want to get in anytime you want, you don't have to worry about any noise or anything like that, grab yourself a node. And you have, look up the guy, Kits for Hams, K-I-T-S for Hams.com, and he's got some great nodes over there.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 76 degrees.